Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing an article from BuzzFeed about the most expensive celebrity divorces in history. Now, some divorces have reached unimaginable sums. For instance, Michael Jordan and Juanita Vinoy, a $168 million settlement in custody of their kids is what she was awarded. Mel Gibson and Robin Moore, $425 million divorce payout. And then Tiger Woods and Elin Nordegren range between $110 million and, with adjusted inflation, up to $710 million. Now, I want you to keep in mind, for any of our listeners, what's interesting is all three of those divorces I just talked about took place in different states. And that is quite significant because, you know, a California divorce where Mel Gibson and Robin Moore, they are dealing with community property. And that is significantly different and can be than separate property. Different states operate under different laws. So that can, you know, explain the variance. Tiger Woods and Elin Nordegren were divorced in Florida. I'm not sure where Michael Jordan and his wife finalized their divorce, but it's just important to note that different states are going to treat it differently based on property. And then, of course, you know, whether they're spousal support or not. When there are so many assets, typically you're going to see a large split in the assets and maybe not a spousal support component, because those assets, if invested correctly with even a reasonable return, will provide you income. So that is where the disparity, you know, may be, and or maybe you get assets that are income producing, whereas maybe one spouse still is making money off of other ventures. You know, that's where it, you know, it does change, but they should generally, in these large sums and talking about the most expensive divorces, obviously they're all situated financially, and they're not going to have any problems. Now, at least finances, right? In 2021, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates announced their divorce after 27 years of marriage. It came as a shock given how long they had been together and really all that they had done publicly as a couple in their philanthropy. But their split resulted in an estimated $76 billion settlement, making that the most expensive divorce in history. Now, Harrison Ford was married to a woman, Melissa Matheson. I think she helped write E.T. They were married nearly 20 years, and there was no prenup, and in California, their 2004 divorce left her with about $85 million. Plus a share of Ford's future royalties from movies he made during their marriage. Again, that is something that can happen in California in a community property state. And, you know, you may wonder, well, how would this affect me? Well, it will depend on the state that you're in, without a doubt. And certainly in community property, you know, you made that movie while part of the marriage, and that's an asset, those royalties. And if they're going to pay in the future, that very much likely could be applied to the divorce and divided. So it's, you know, it's important to look at those things. Really, what's interesting is the absence of prenuptial agreements in these big cases. I think that's why we're reading about them. Because when you don't have one, that means really an automatic division of marital assets under that particular state law. Mel Gibson, his divorce is a prime example. It was 50-50 because there was no prenup. And, you know, that is, as you've heard on our show, we talk about it a lot. It's important really for all individuals going into a marriage to at least consider it, talk about it, and understand what type of financial exposure you may have in the future. You know, and there also are other things, privacy and image protection tools unique to celebrity splits. And absolutely, and many prenups will absolutely discuss that. I think we talked about that in an episode not that long ago where You know, you can have these not only punitive things, but essentially non-disclosure agreements about certain parts of the marriage in the prenup with penalty clauses. That is, you know, that's very important if you are a public figure and, you know, you are certainly looking to maintain that image and keep what's private, private. So these are things that anyone can absolutely enter into as far as the prenups. And there are so many things that can be protected and should be. Obviously, hindsight's 20/20 on the back end, and you're like, oh, I should have done that. So for all of those folks who wish they had, I recommend you certainly consider it. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 182. Effective communication with your attorney helps you navigate divorce court. Thank you for listening. Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.